You are now listening to NRSO Radio. Greetings, family. How are you? Thank you for tuning in to NRSO Radio Podcast. I am your host, Neetra Sutton. And of course, we have a new conversation to discuss. Let's begin. I recently sat down with two dynamic sisters that I wanted to bring to you so you could meet them yourselves. They're twins. One is in Miami, one is in New York. Guess which one I hang out with? Just kidding. We are talking about a few different topics. The conversation starts off with, you know, an event that recently happened on November 2nd. My twin from Miami came up so she could go to the Tabernacle that is here in Brooklyn. And there's some things that happened and we wanted to discuss. And I just wanted to get a point of view. The point of view is of the Rastafarian faith. The points of view are roots and culture and how do we build together. I think you'll appreciate this podcast. Have a listen. So I'm gonna ask you a question. How do you feel about when people come to an event that they are clearly not part of the culture and people try to exclude them? How do you feel about that?
Because I feel like in anything, there needs to be diplomacy and also information. Before you get in the gate, when you're at the door, tell the people the rules of what's going to happen at this event, what not to do and what to do. So that they don't feel uncomfortable, because some people don't have diplomacy and they're going to call people out in a way that is disrespectful. And if the other person isn't in themselves, they might get disrespectful and that could cause a fight, that could cause chaos, that could cause uncomfortable, people will leave. So just get at the gate, even if it's in the flyer, let them know. If there's a dress code, tell them what it is. Or yeah, have like a website link to the dress code.
Have a
pamphlet you've passed out.
Have a link to the creed.
If you don't feel like telling each person at the door, just pass out
a pamphlet
before they get in and tell them, please read this and conduct yourself accordingly.
Please look over this.
While
you're in line.
That's how it works. Any gathering I've been to, cultural event lately, and my church is the Church of Haile Selassie I, Gates Avenue, we make sure that we are very well informed of how this ceremony is going
to
work, because it is a ceremony.
It's
supposed to be order. It's supposed to be ceremony. It's supposed to be their only purpose coming there is to, you know, praise the Most High, your ancestors, and get on a frequency of high vibrations. And if you want that to happen, everyone has to conduct themselves a certain way. Mm-hmm. For those real vibrations to be the proper frequency, we have to do that. And that's what I say. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
If you want to know my opinion.
I do. Because I have a business. I have a business, and I think it's like nucleus. It's like it affects, like a ripple effect.
I wish they could see your hat.
Thanks.
It's a bucket hat. She's our twin in them.
Yeah, I'm the today. But it's a bucket hat with white marijuana leaves on it. But no, the reason that I'm asking is because diplomacy is like one of the key things when having a business. Because when people are coming to you, 9 times out of 10, they're coming as a stranger. And I really think that when people are around you, as far as your business is concerned, or as far as what you're doing is concerned, they should know how to speak to people who are coming.
Yeah.
Because like, hey, I don't know what's happening. I'm a fan, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like the idea that you should know, to me sometimes it's just like, you know what?
No, my view is that
It's supposed to be a gathering in love. And if I don't feel love when I walk through the door and acceptance,
yes, that's all.
What's the point? Where is God here?
Right.
God is love, so where is the love? Right. And I know the church when I went and down south in Albany, Georgia, Victory Tabernacle Pentecostal Church.
Did you feel it when you went to my church?
I was dressed like a little thug, and they came and brought me clothes.
I can say my church was good,
and it was like, oh, don't worry about it, we got you.
From your experience going to my church, the Church of Highest Blessing.
Yeah, it's like, that's...
Did you notice that...
supposed to be like a family.
...order and welcoming as well?
Yeah, definitely. And like,
love is there. If you know God is there, love is there.
And they knew I was with you, so I'm good.
Family.
Like, but you vouched for me.
But some people, they'll see, know me and see me and then come to the... Like, if they treat your family, you don't want your family there because they don't feel welcome.
Like, if you don't feel welcome, why would you bring your family?
No.
I'm not bringing anybody anywhere to be abused. I don't play that. I mean, everybody's got to be welcoming,
I don't want to be somewhere where there's egos.
Right.
Ego must die. Leave that at the door.
I mean, that sounds
ego
like...
Ego must die.
You can have signs like, leave ego at the door before entering.
Absolutely. Kill them. Kill them. Do yourself a favor. Kill them.
Okay. You're supposed to go on to the Masonic Temple or some shit. You're trying to look for a clout.
Everybody wants to be a leader. Where's the leader?
Greetings. It's your girl, Knit Rara. Okay, so this segment we're going to discuss growing into your eldership and just the wisdom that you carry from your early 20s on to becoming an elder. Because with women, we have three stages. Our maiden, when we're a mother, and when we become the crone. So I represent that with the three dots, or anytime I do an emoji, it's three emojis, because I'm always paying reverence to the mother and to nature. So this is our topic for today. We have guests in the house. I'm so excited to introduce. Yes, we have the twin in them. So they're going to introduce themselves, and then we're going to start on the topic. So join in the conversation.
Greetings. My name is Cecia, and I am actually from born and raised, well, not really raised, but born in New Jersey and raised all over the States, but most of my, you know, school years was in South Florida. And I'm visiting New York with my sister and these beautiful queens and daughters of the Most High. So I'm just having our sipping tea morning.
Morning tea and coke. My name is Infinite Wiz. I'm an artist, hip hop artist, and Cecia is Hype Girl Cess. So we're just here with Knit this morning and just talking in, amongst ourselves.
Holy
about
a meditation.
A meditation of just what we probably would have told our younger selves, which I know I definitely would have told my younger self so many things I'll start, I guess, with the three things that I feel I would have told my younger self, because just a short history, I was on my own at the age of 14, and it was like, when God says when your mother and father forsake you, he will come in the midst, and that's what happened. And I've been in tune with my father for a long time now. I got my locks in 99, as far as I look at it, as my crown. And I would have told myself then about, just because growing up, the hair was so much of an issue, because I feel like my parents were more looking into the
standard
Hispanic
beauty
type of styles. And I remember in fourth grade, my dad cut our hair off for like a little boy's
trauma.
it was traumatizing.
He cut our hair so short that one day I was walking down the hallway and a little boy had a bow in my hair. And a little boy, my crush, I had a crush on this man, or little boy. He was in probably like the same class as me. And we're just alone in the hallway. He's walking and I'm like nervous walking to my class. And he comes and he just like swipes the bow off of my head. And like, just being made fun of because of your hair.
Yeah, like, are you a boy or girl? Or, you know? Just, like, things like that. So, I remember I was actually in Job Corps when I got my locks. And I just remember I had to get up every day and try to do my hair for so long. And it became such vanity. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm not doing this no more. I didn't even get locks because of religion or anything. It was just, like, I was just so tired of looking in the mirror every day
What would you tell a girl right now?
That's what I'm saying.
My younger self then.
I would actually, and that's what I would tell her. I would tell her, your hair is beautiful. You don't have to worry about makeup. You don't have to worry about anything. You're beautiful just the way your creator made you. Because it's like, we don't get told that. There was no images. The second thing I would tell is that you don't have to have sex to find love. Like, sex has nothing to do with love. Love yourself first. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that was a main
thing. When the parents aren't able to really have that open dialogue. My parents made it look evil.
Like, sex was an evil thing.
Yeah, instead of having open dialogue.
And I would say sex is not an evil thing. Sex is not an evil thing. Sex is beautiful if you find someone you love.
What's the third thing you would tell a young person?
Yes. I mean, that's the third one, that sex is beautiful.
It's not evil.
Well, the first one was...
Your hair is beautiful.
You are beautiful the way you are.
Your hair is beautiful. Your second one is that you don't have to have sex to have love.
Love yourself.
And then the third one is
sex is not evil.
Sex is
It's beautiful.
Okay.
And when you find someone you love, it's the most beautiful thing.
Okay. So, sis, tell us now.
So, I guess the three things I would tell my younger self is... Stop caring what people think. It doesn't matter that 20, 30 years from now, or whatever the case may be, it's not going to matter what anybody thought. The second one I would say is stop being so hard on yourself. You know?
Forgive yourself.
Yeah. Even if you've messed up today, tomorrow, make your only competition yourself and just become a better self. Don't try to compete with other people or try to be like other people because, you know, that's what's acceptable. So that would be two. And then three, as long as you love God with all your heart and you follow the Holy Spirit, you're going to be on the right path.
Yeah.
Don't worry, because when you're young, you're not supposed to worry about things, how you're going to eat or how you're going to... You know what you're gonna do and what you're gonna wear, or how you're gonna present yourself to the world. Just focus on God. So those are the three things. Yeah, okay. There's so much more I would tell myself.
But we could talk about that in the time.
Right. You know? So the three things you're saying is not to care about what people think. Second is to forgive yourself.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I think that's really key. And the third is that
just make God your focus, and just being, you know, serving God.
Say the Holy Spirit.
Let the Holy Spirit guide you and your ancestors. You know, your righteous ancestors. We all have evil ancestors too, but let your righteous ancestors, your angels, and God focus on that, and they're going to guide you in the right direction. You don't have to worry. Stop worrying.
Right.
And focus. You know, focus and all. Make your focus God. Focus is probably the most important thing. When I was younger, I wasn't able to focus.
It's almost walking aimlessly, like you have no plan. You don't see tomorrow.
But it comes with being
trauma. For the day.
It comes with seeing things, traumatic situations. All these things make you uneasy, you know. But you have to learn how to focus and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but the last one would be to put God first and follow the Spirit.
Thank you.
I really had a good time with the twins. If you're interested in learning more, Cecia can be contacted via Instagram. Her handle is daughter_of_him. H-I-M, each letter has a dot in front of it. You should be able to find Cecia that way. And to find Infinite Wisdom, you can find her on Instagram as well at Shorty Real Official. It's a very musical family, very educated. I had a wonderful time spending time with them. We did a little photo shoot on the roof in Manhattan. It was epic. So we're looking forward to next year's event, which I will attend, and we being able to bring you audio and visual. Thanks for stopping by. You are now listening to NRSO Radio.